We're joined now by Sandy Berger, who was President Clinton's national security advisor. He now heads the Stonebridge International, a consulting firm. Mr. Berger, how serious do you believe the threats are to Americans at home and abroad?
Well, we're living in a world now in which there will be a heightened level of threat in the United States and abroad. It's why it's so important that we intensify security, not just at our airports, but around the country. But there also is a heightened awareness by the American people that did not exist before September 11th. That's a tremendous asset in our own protection, because we're now aware and sensitive to things around us that we perhaps would not have been in the past. So. I do think that the steady state here is one in which there will be further incidents. I think that we have to beef up our security, but I don't think we can let it change our lives.
What role do you think the new Office of Homeland Security can play that isn't already being handled by agencies like the FBI and the CIA?
Well, there's an important coordination role. As the world changed on September 11th in fundamental ways that we all understand, and I think there's an expectation that there's going to be not only substantially greater resources poured into a range of security. This involves not only airports and ports, it involves critical infrastructure, it involves our borders, it involves transportation. That's a rather massive undertaking, and I think that it is appropriate that there be a high-level coordinator, someone with the kind of executive experience of Governor Ridge and who is close to the president, and I would say with budgetary authority to allocate resources in this area, because without budgetary authority, you don't really have the capacity to move all of these pieces in the same direction.
You heard earlier, perhaps, or have heard that Mayor Rudolph Giuliani talked about extra measures being taken in New York. Do you think that the government might generally help governors or mayors or others reassure Americans and perhaps speak specifically about what's being done? Because we're told we're not going to get a lot of specifics in this campaign.
Well, I think that's happening. I was on a plane yesterday. There were National Guard guardsmen at the airport. We're discussing in the Congress more federal role in airport security. Clearly, the federal government is going to provide substantial economic and financial assistance to New York and other communities in undertaking these efforts. And then I think we have to look over the longer term. We have to intensify and continue the process that we began to train local governments to deal with special kinds of emergencies, attacks, for example, chemical, biological attacks, to recognize and diagnose them quickly and have the capacity to respond. So I think we're going to we don't need to be, I think, on a war footing here as a country. We don't need to walk around in fear, but we are in many ways, as the Europeans in some places have been for 20 or 30 years, living with a reality in which there is a new risk factor in our lives.
Okay, thank you. I'm afraid we're. Thank you very, very much for speaking with us. I'm afraid we're out of time. Sandy Berger served as President Bill Clinton's national security advisor. Thanks again.